In Sudan, where my family's from, there's an ancient beauty ritual that married women perform called Dukhan. It's like a sauna, but with smoke. At least every week, Sudanese wives shed their clothes, wrap themselves in blankets, and sit over pits of burning aromatic woods in the privacy of their yards. So, when they move to the U.S., do they still do it? Or is that a tradition that's left behind? I visited Sudanese women here in the Bay Area to find out. And a quick note to our listeners, some of the names in this story have been changed for privacy. It's a clear sunny afternoon in Saratoga, perfect for a barbecue of sorts. Yasmini Mam is stoking some coals on her kitchen stove.
So this is just regular charcoal?
This is just regular charcoal, yes. This might take 10 to 15 minutes. Mm. Oh, let me turn it off first.
Once the coals are glowing, she scoops them up on a large spoon, goes outside to the back porch of her townhouse, and sets them carefully inside an empty flower pot in the corner. She then covers the coals with a block of perfumed acacia wood and carefully sits on a stoop of piled-up bricks, putting her feet on the edge of the flower pot. The smoke rises into her bare body under a blanket she then wraps herself in. Her body sweats while it's infused with the heavy sweet scent of burning sandal and acacia woods.
It's relaxing. I like the smell. I like the skin color it gives me. I become orange. That may sound weird, but it looks really nice, kind of like this. People here do it tan, like they call it tan, right? So for us, Dukhan does the same thing as tan.
Dukhan is a smoke bathing ritual most women in Sudan perform weekly from the time they're married. It's meant to be for private enjoyment of a woman and her husband. Incense bathing goes back thousands of years to the ancient kingdoms of Meroe and Nubia in Africa. Yasmin says she comes from a long line of Dukhan-loving women.
It reminds me of my mom, my aunties, my grandma in Sudan. Just, whenever I do Dukhan, it pulls me back all these memories. It's a warm feelings, you know. It's not the smell itself, but the feelings that the smells give you.
Sudanese aromatherapist and skincare expert Alia Taha says Dukhan is more than a beauty ritual. It's physically healing.
It will detox your body from all the toxins. It will firm one's skin because of the heating effect. Women have been using it to help with their joints problems and their arthritis problems for years.
But when Sudanese began immigrating to Western countries, many found it challenging to continue the ritual here. Back home, the setup involves burying a clay pot in the ground in an open yard. So for thousands of expats who now live in apartment buildings, it's a problem. Some improvise by doing things like burning the wood in paint cans while sitting on the toilet or squatting over a pot in the kitchen with the fan on high while dangerously covering up the smoke detectors with aluminum foil. The result is endless anecdotes about the fire department being called by the neighbors who saw smoke and smelled something burning. And then there's the fact that Dukhan leaves you with a heavy, woody scent that lingers on your body for days. Imam tells me about the time she was at the mall after doing Dukhan. A store she was in suddenly went into lockdown. A clerk smelled smoke.
Because I saw the firemen came inside the store, so I give her my hand. I said, can you smell my hand? That's the smell? She said, yes, oh my God, this is what I smell. What is this? I said, I didn't know what to say, actually. I panicked. I said, I didn't know even how to explain. I said, I was sitting on fire. She said, what is that? Are you doing like black magic or what? How can you sit on fire? So I had to apologize and leave the store.
40 miles away in Livermore, Al Hasna Amin also takes her dukhan seriously. She has an authentic buried pot in her single-family home backyard and a contraption her husband made for her, a bar stool but with a hole cut out of the seat. She uses that in the garage. She says it's the neighbors who've been curious about the strange burning smell. She says, I just tell them it's our tradition. Then they're quiet. Some have even asked to try it. Al Hasna sells beauty products online and says one of her hottest items is Dukhan cream, kind of like a body lotion, a quick and easy paste marketed to expat women. She squeezes some from a fat tube, smells exactly like Dukhan. Still, many women say it's just not a priority for them now that they're outside of Sudan. And working women find it downright inappropriate to be perfumed so strongly in a professional environment. Women like lawyer Jamila Abdel Halim. Today, she's at a friend's house in Union City, chatting with a group of women about Dukhan over tea and dessert. She says it's just not practical for her lifestyle.
The smell, because I work and I go to work on a daily basis outside the house, it's not intuitive for the job environment.
Another woman, Manal Abdurrahman, says she only enjoys Dukhan back home and just doesn't feel it here.
In this country, I like to be like Americanized. When I go back home, I do it on a regular basis.
Well, none of that is enough to convince a grandma who's visiting from Sudan. She scolds the women, saying there's no excuse for not making Dukhan a priority. She says she's lived for 27 years outside Sudan and has never skipped her weekly Dukhan. She implores the women to stick to their heritage wherever their travels take them as a sacred ancient ritual they should be proud of. Aromatherapist Alia Taha takes it further. She believes the Dukhan culture can spread to mainstream America and catch on as the next hot beauty trend, like other bathing rituals have. Korean baths, Russian banyas, Middle Eastern baths called hammams.
Moroccan hammam found its way to the U.S. Turkish hammam found its way to the U.S. And why not Dukhan?
You see the tears of my eyes. Can you dry? Use the thing to dry? Yeah, start because of the hot smoke. And you cover my back too, I think. I feel a bit cold at the back. I think it's
open.
It's open, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love these feelings.
Under your chin.
Right. Yeah, there that's it.
Back in Saratoga at Yasmin Imam's house, I help her adjust her cover while she sits broiling on her dukhan. It's been 30 minutes. Sweat dripping, she sticks her foot out of her cover and shows me her now golden orange heel, tinted by the acacia wood smoke. This, she says, is what it's all about.
I'm not missing out. First of all, I can tell my family I did Dukhan. They cannot like tease me. Oh, we did Dukhan. That's what they used to do a long time. Oh, we did Dukhan. We can do Dukhan too. We can bring Sudan here.